My name is Linda Cifelli, and over the years, I had come into this church for different occasions, various events. There was a Christmas pageant, and there's Sufi dancing another time and drumming. So I came into this building, and then I came in some 2.5 years ago to come to an anti-coal power plant meeting. So I looked at, as I looked at the various handouts in the narthex, I thought, now here's a group with a consciousness that matches some of the different parts of me. So being a longtime anti-dental mercury activist, I noticed an awareness of conservation, conserving the earth. Here I saw an acceptance of other cultures. And I myself grew up in an Italian-American family and have been a volunteer tutor of English as a second language since 2005. I saw information about your social justice program and wondered what aspect of the United States the people at UU were focusing on. So I myself had worked in women's advocacy in Richmond prior to moving here. Today, I see this event today as reinforcing some of the points of the UU Covenant that I've been reading about to support each other for search for truth, which I believe today is difficult to discern with all the new forms of media. It's also an opportunity to renew ourselves through shared educational, artistic, and spiritual experience. Now, how did I come to be speaking about Healing Touch at the podium today? Well, some years ago, a neighbor recommended that I attended a community outreach service in Hampton that could possibly help me with my health issues. And so after one experience there, I wanted to learn more. I was just fascinated and wanted to know what was going on when I went there to get treated several times. So I picked up a flyer there, and within 9 months, I had taken 3 levels of Healing Touch and began going to the practice groups, and I held a practice group in my house for about 3 years, and I did Healing Touch to any people who were open to try it. Some of the people were quite sick who were open to try it. It seemed unlikely to me, though, that, generally speaking, that the people in Williamsburg would take it seriously. So, you know, I told God that if he wanted me to get certified, that he'd have to hit me over the head with thunder and lightning. Well, about 2 weeks later, he did. And at 8 a.m., I was awake and shaking with thunder and lightning outside. That had never happened to me before. It's been quite a route to get certified. Most of the people that I treated on the way are not Williamsburg folks. I was just certified this past February, and I've been a volunteer practitioner at the Hampton Sanctuary where I was initially treated since February 2007. So what is Healing Touch? As I've been talking to the children about energy and the palms of the hands. It's a system of non-invasive, hands-on methods to promote health by moving towards wholeness and balance and harmony. And we use our hands, our God-given healing instruments, with conscious intent, as I showed the children. And we want to clear, balance, and energize this field, the electromagnetic field that we have around the body, which is going to be up here. So we have two, okay. So this is how the field is supposed to look. It's supposed to be vibrant and gold and thick and surrounding us. And the ancient holy people and mystics of many cultures could see this from spending time alone in nature, either meditating or praying. In the Christian Bible, there's reference made to it when Moses was surrounded by light, giving the Ten Commandments. And another time, there was light was seen around Jesus as he spoke on the mountain. So now with current technology, we can see this field that, for example, Einstein called the unified field. The Jews in the Kabbalah call the Yisod, and the Chinese call the Qi. The second picture that we're going to put up here is showing the energy centers. They're called chakras. The word chakra comes from the Hindu and Tibetan Buddhists. It means wheel. When they're spinning quickly and widely, it indicates health. Now, they can actually see these colors with technology, so that's why they are different colors. Current science, we can see those. And then there are many smaller chakras, like the ones I said, we have smaller ones in our hands, as I showed the children. And with these energy centers, we take in the energy from the universe and nurture ourselves with it. In Healing Touch, we use our hands to sense what's going on with the field and the chakras. What happens is that with stress and disease, bad emotional experiences, our fields don't look as clear and bright as these pictures. And our chakras don't spin well, they're not colored brightly, and they're not wide and vibrantly spinning. So with intent and time, practitioners' hands become more sensitive and we become more perceptive to choose appropriate techniques to restore the field and the chakra. So a typical session would last an hour. So this means long meditation or prayer time for the practitioner and the recipient according to their beliefs. Over time, the inner spiritual development takes place, connecting us with our purpose for being. Healing Touch, then, is a natural way to enhance the quality of life without any negative side effects. And this, too, you know, is current science. National Institute of Health hasn't found negative side effects. But looking at all of this, the field and the chakras, it's part of a reemergence of attention to the body, feelings, and spirit to better address any imbalance or disease that we're dealing with. For me, Healing Touch has been transformative. Some emotional healing has occurred just from doing it to other people. I've made some decisions rather quickly, which have surprised me. It's given me a new lens through which to view my life and circumstances. It's a very different method of caring for others when the surrounding environment of the 21st century may be muddled and confused. It's something I'm enthusiastic about. It's a curiosity. It's a mystery. Something that the coming generations will be using more of. I believe it brings out the best of everyone by providing them with a supportive energy. I feel very grateful for being allowed to do this work and to have met so many other people doing it. Now I'd like to show you, since we are offering sessions after the service, what that would look like. So Mary, could you come up here? So 2 weeks ago, some of you saw Nancy was doing things to the animals. And so so what it is that first we will be using our hands to sense the field and the chakras. So I would put my hand here. So I don't have to touch Mary. I'm by sensing, 2, 3, going up to these areas, seeing what the chakras are doing. Then I would sense the field and Mary, are you feeling my hands?
I'm feeling tingling in my hands.
From just being here with me? Yeah.
Yeah. Some tingles.
So Mary says she's having tingles just from being near me, so. Yeah, so she's feeling my hands. So what happens is that our hands become more sensitive and more powerful as we continue to do this. And then for the treatment, Mary can decide if she wants me to touch or not. I can just stay right here and do something. And like I said, we're having two people in the library and also three people in Parker House. There are five of us today to give short sessions, and we'll be here also after the movie ends. Okay, Mary, you can go to dinner. Yeah, you have to wait for your session. So there are many applications of healing touch, from alleviating, you know, grief and depression, increasing circulation, promoting health before and after surgery to accelerate the wound healing. That's just naming a few things, and they have been studied by the National Institute of Health. It's applicable to all ages, and so it goes beyond language barriers, and we can use it with people who can't really speak up for themselves and really tell us what's wrong, what's going on. So there are five of us on hand today, and small children are invited to be treated while sitting on their parents' laps. Now, to prepare you all for this session, we do want you to participate here. We have five people. I guess maybe I should introduce who the other people are. There's Tara, who grew up here. She's going to be doing some healing touch. And there's Sandy Branham, sitting back there. And Ann Peck, sitting next to her. And then Nancy Shaheen, who's also from this church and who worked with the animals a couple of weeks ago. So now we're going to work on our field to get it to be more vibrant and fuller before we have our sessions. So if you just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and close your eyes. And imagine a golden tube of light going up and down your spine where your field is, right along your back. Imagine a light going down there. Then see a white and golden ball above your head. Take some deep breaths, and as you're breathing, see the ball go slowly down the tube to the center of your body. Let the ball grow larger and fill your whole body with golden light. Then join your light with all the light of the other people around you in this room. So now see the light filling the whole room. Then see it becoming as large as the building. And finally, let it really grow large, to be so large that you can touch the moon and the stars See yourself as part of the universe, as one with the universe, and therefore one with our Creator.